So the Bechirin and Dalad. So Sadi Dalad Zayin. The question was, what are the four cases which are discussed in Siv Zayin? Now, that's really not a fair question, 100%. But I graded. You know, the point that I wanted was a case where you have the Sakin is cutting. A sakin which is chalevis, which is cutting basar in a klirishin, the sakin is benyomo or not benyomo. That's two possibilities. Or the basar is in a klisheni, and the sakin is a benyomo or not a benyomo. That's what I wanted. So I gave everybody, I think, three quarters for that. Okay. People came in the case, he didn't know for sure if it was benyomo or not. I mean, I looked at that as a subcategory. Okay. Now, the reason why it's important, because the Ramah clearly differentiates between in a klisheni between a benyomo and not a benyomo, which that was because it's different cases. So what are the dinim? Right. So in a case where you take a sakin chalevis and you cut the chaticha and a klirishin, so if there's shishim it's mutter, if not everything becomes aser. That's if it's a case of a benyomo. If it's any benyomo, so the so it does an aser. The sakin is going to need hagola. In the case of a klisheni, so if it's a benyomo, so the basar needs klipa, and the sakin needs the most of the sakin needs nitsa. And the sakin of the benyomo, you should be careful of it ma'at, whatever that meant. Right? That we spoke about that. It might be something less than the regular din of klipa. Okay. That was question one, number two. Explain the chiluk between the three terutzim which Rashach said in the Tav Zayin. Also, wasn't 100% clear question. I surely should have been nicer in my grading. But microaggressions. Okay. So Shach has a kash over here. Why is there samach? Why is the cartridge of the shear should be today in the tila, right? Why is it aser bekula? So he says three terutzim. One is because duchel sakina it's mispasha bekula, and then he gives two terutzim either because the case was that there was shamnunis to dabar shomein when you need kuloi, either dabar shomein because there's shamnunis on the sakin of gavina, whatever it is, or chema, not gavina chema. Or the bus was Buster Shamit, right? That was his three terutzim. What I really wanted was that the first teretz is creating a new halacha concept. That duchel sakina is able to, even though normally there's a din of kedai natila, but duchel sakina together with the klibishin and the kham is mevliya bekuloi. The other two terutzim, there's also chiddush, right? That duchel sakina could do that. The stam is the yeshivas kedai natila, right? So the nafkamina is a din of kedai natila in the case of kaf or even in the case of sakin. So that's the nafkamina that I wanted between the three terutzim. That according to the second or third teretz, it's a din of it's just new cases of hechadimses of the Shaman, which is a known halacha concept. The Dabar Shaman is Mavliya Bekula, either because the Milchik was Dabar Shaman or the face of Dabar Shaman. That's no Chidushim. And the first Teretz is a whole new din. That's what I wanted. I gave people credit, like two thirds, something like that. What? Except in my chart. Okay. So Mosai Masharin and Kenega Kol Asakin. So the Mechaber says that you only have to Mashar Kenega the Mokam Asakin, which was Chotach Abosar. He does not say that you have to worry about the whole thing. The Taz brings the Shita of the Rebbeinu Peretz that you have to worry about Kenega Kuloi, which is Lishitosoi that you say Chamas Hazacham Kuloi, which you already passed in Mikra, then you don't say Chamas Hazacham Kuloi. However, there's this new consideration of that maybe you don't know how much actually touched. Right, so the chashash that the marshal brings that we don't know how much. So machlokes in the Taz and the Shach. In the case where a person says boringly, I know how much it touched. Do we trust him? Or even in that case, So the Taz says, like the Taz brings, like in Yud Beis brings the Marshal. Even the person says Borli, we don't listen to him. The Shach says, in the case of Borli, you would listen to him. In the case of Minastam, he doesn't know for sure. We have to Yichashish connect all the Sakin except connect the Kata, except for the connect of the handle. Even the handle is one piece and it's all metal. Okay. Number five. Rav Rishon Sheller Amor B'Siv Zayin Ayei Nimsa Ha'Oyser. That was not a clear question. What I really want to get to is the.
So best defines 2 Eidim. You say that. So let's say that not only do you have to buy it, you have 2 Eidim actually. It's still, it would be possible. Best did not accept it. What you have to say is.
It's the Ramah was mechalting chlebishin klisheni. We raised questions besides the Dabar Gush issue, which is the next step. We spoke about that the Taz later on said Hayois later on we're going to say that we're machra klisheni like a klibishin. So really the dinim of the Ramah, which he says in Sifat, the first dinim he says in the first half of the Ramah, really would apply even a klisheni as well. Okay, that's what I wanted. I gave credit for that. I don't know. So we basically said there's 4 shittas of a Dabar Gush, right? So the Marshal says Dabar Gush, even though it's sitting in a cliche, can even be Mavashal. According to the Issa Beheter, we raise the question whether it means it's Mavashal, it just means it's Maflam Aliyah Keachod. According to the Taz, it's only that only has a question of Maflam Keachod in conjunction with Ducha the Sakino. They say that according to the Taz, Ducha Sakino should generate an Inyan of Bishul. That's difficult to understand. Even if people got him, does raise such a possibility. That's like for that Shita 3.1. And then Shita 4 is there more of that Dabar Gush has no dinner McLeod. So those are the 4 Shitas that I wanted. Number 7 was Yesh Kilakinyan Dabar Gush Bein Sli LeBishul. What I wanted was that Pisgah Shiva that we spoke about, that Dabar Gush, when there's still liquid there, so the fact that the liquid might be mechaber the Dabar Gush to the Dofnei Akli, and even to Dabar Gush, it wouldn't have the chumra of Dabar Gush, and Dabar Gush possibly is only true in a case where there's no liquid there. So there's a case where there's no liquid there, so then the Dofnei Akli are not mekarer the Dabar Gush, and then we have this chumra of Dabar Gush, but a case where there's liquid there is different. Now that's. Then Be'er, I said what the Be'er meant was we touched him, it might be told him Machlokes in the Marshal, and they said Be'er, what the lomus of the Dabar Gush is, right? Right, the lomus of the Be'er was, 1 second. He said, "Loshay klishen al b'mayim with right b'chodaber hatzolo shemisar b'mayad miskar b'meher al b'loy b'chetichas baser b'dag b'chodaber shugush." Oimem b'chimus and maflim avliya shaper. Right. So that's his loshen over there. The loshen of the marshal was. Shani can clear up that cliche. Sado says, "Oh, call Shaw." But Avagav then can definitely reach it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. So we can't maybe the different lashon is when I can have the guy be that. Okay, number 8. What are the different ways to be machshir a sakin? So linyan mahani needs a bekarka. So there's scenarios where you just need hadacha. It's a case of a tzaynon, and it's not a dabar kasha. There's scenarios where you're going to need the itza, and there's scenarios where you're going to need hagala. And what I wanted, the second half of the question was we discussed is a possibility that the itza can be effective not only removing what's be'en, but even in a case where there is a certain amount of at least a kneklipa of Isser, Kamenitsa can remove the kneklipa of Isser as well. Okay. Sakeim. Kol Oifani Havaris Tam and Iskar Masivchas Subanar Sakeim. Maheim Oifanim Umadino. And number 10 was Birch Lukim Ben Kalim Loichlim and Iskar Masivchas Subanar Sakeim. Let's just review the sip again. Okay, so the Mechaber gives a case that you have this Tanur Panadish. So this Panadish was this food which was basically some type of a knish with the meat inside of it. It was a meat knish. So you have the dough on the outside, you have the meat on the inside, and you have the kli that you're doing it in, the Tanur you're doing it in, you're doing it against the wall, let's say. So there's direct contact between the Panadish and the kli, the Tanur, and the teller, the Tanur in the case was the kli that you're putting it inside the Tanur. And now Gavina touched it. Even if Gavina was moist, or a case where you had Gavina, that's so the loch is only after the klipa. That's the case of the Machaber. Case number one. And case number two is that you had Gavina Chama on a chorus buster. It only after the klipa. Okay. So the that's direct contact. So we have to figure out if the case where's direct contact, why is it not going to be the cleat of the car? You should need a tila. All right. So there's a machlok in the Taz and the Shach in what the case was. So the Taz learns the case was that the Gavina touched the cleat. The kli right now was clean and there was no baser in it. So there's a belia from the gavina into the kli. Later on, you put the panadish on the kli. So the issue over here is belia from the gavina into the kli. So really, it's two scenarios of gavina chama bekaris baser. Really, it's what it is. It's two scenarios of gavina chama bekaris baser, where the tazlum is the case. Okay. That's what the Taz learns the case. The Shach learns the case totally different, that there was actual Gavino touching the Panadish, and we're looking at the dough as being the Klipa, and therefore the Basar inside is not being affected. So we have to figure out, so according to the Taz, what is the Kiddush over here? What is the Lomas of this Din? According to the Shach, what's the Lomas of the Din? So according to the Taz, the Prima Gadim says the Lomas of this Din is that even though we say that there direct contact with heat is Mavliya Kedenetila, not into a Kli. So a Kli only goes Kedenet Kli. And this is a general rule, not specific to Afka to Gavino, according to the Prima, it's the Mishra Tzais at the end of Tesvav. If you look at it, this looks like an inside. I don't remember if I clearly read this well, because from the answers that I got, it was definitely not clear. Everybody sees that piece of the Mishpat Seus. I'm sorry, we're taking you back. Kikarei b'hai masetal t'shayla masetal krita. Right, taking you back to Simon Sadi Dal when you're holding a kufay is like, you know, not nice. But I think that it's totally need to clarify this point. Okay. So the Mishpat Seus in Sifkaten Tes Vav. It's a long piece. Towards the end of that piece, in some versions it's a new paragraph or something like that. Okay. So that has mafarish ma'aser the Rebbe Yeruchim d'Hachi Kamar shenovel gvina laka al ka'ara chama shoyse b'panadish baser. So the gvina laka touched the ka'ara. So later on you put the panadish there. So at the time when the gvina touched the ka'ara, there was no panadish there. Shane Balua Mikara and Iklasis but Panadish has to make a klipa. So whatever Belias went into the Kara don't come out more than a klipa. So what's the Kiddush of Gvina? This is a general rule. The Kiddush is the Loitema Gvina Mikri Shamein. And that's the Kiddush over here. Now why is that important to point that out? Because Uba Shamein Seberataz, the Yatsumi Kliva Isubikuloi. So a Beliyah which is inside the Kli, which the Beliyah is a Dover Shamein, can go out and be Mavliyah Bekuloi. Okay. So therefore, what the chiddush over here is that Rebbe Ruchman's point was that gevina is not shomer. But there's no special kula of gevina regards to the kayach of klipa other than anything else, according to the Taz. Now, that question, the miyatzim klipa, the miyatzim klipa, the miyatzim klipa, even though there's no retivus there, we spoke about this issue of retivus, so that was like, umad mi boy le la shach, kufay is oischav gimel, mishapshita le la taz le is, so the shach later on, raises the shaila, the shach and kufay, which we're going to get to, raises the shaila in a case where you have no retivus and you have direct contact, and it's a case of a bli and a kli, and it's shomein, does it also krekvipa or bekula? The shach is masupik. So where the Prima Gadim is learning is that Taz holds it that it would. So the chiddush of the case of the Rebbe Ruchim is that Gemina doesn't have that chumra. Okay. The Zerim Rebbe Ruchim, the Ein Derech Gemina Likon is Kolkach. So his lashon of the Rebbe Ruchim is Gemina doesn't go in so, all that much. It's Lomer Gemina Chashim Kachish. Fiza Ein Chiluk Klal Ben Gemina L'Shar Debor. Okay. Now, because the Lama Dinoi, the Nos and Gavino, Bekoros, Bosser, Ben Yoimoi, then a Gavino in the Seras Yasimit Keklipa. Vav to Mamish Dinoi Shoben Aruchim. Okay. So what do you mean, Makadosh? You tell me, your Mamish repeated according to the Taz, this version of the Taz, you're repeating the Mamish case is you have a Kali of Bosser, you're putting Gavino on it, and what happens? It's the same case twice. The Makadosh has two cases. No, and in Venus Kama because Bosser Shkoya. Right? So the difference is that the case of the Macha of the Rebbe Ruchim is Glia goes into the Kli and now it goes into the Panatis. The Kli wasn't the problem. The Kli wasn't the Ben Yomar. I'm not dining on the Kli. I'm not dining on the Gemin, I'm dining on the Bosser. Right? The case that the Machaber is saying is I'm dining on the chorus Bosser Ben Yoimoy into the Gvina. But the same yesod is that the Bli is in the Kli, only go Klipa. Right? So I can have the Gvina go into the Kora and from there into Bosser, only goes Klipa. I can have this Bli in the Kli already going out into the Gvina, Klipa. It's Al Bazach. Okay? The loy tema, the gavina ain b'koyach mashen kin kara baser, t'mashen ain chilik. Okay, so that's how the prima gadim wants to learn at the end. That's how the poskim understood that pshat in the Taz. So the Taz is not learning this special kula of gavina. The chazan he said like this that there's no such thing as a special that in other words the shach has to be mekadesh. There's a special kula in the koyach of gavina to do such a thing. So that's very strange to learn like that, like the shach is learning. There's no makar in the Gemara. It's not derech rishonim to mekadesh adim, which is no makar in the Gemara. There's no indication anywhere that gavina has the lesser koyach than anything else. So the mile of this shot of the prima gadim in the Taz is b'klal. We're not being mekadesh yet. All the Rebbe Ruchim is saying is that gavina is a davar kachush. It's not a davar shamein. We said we're not b'kiyim. So we said the gavim bli is b'kiyim. We are b'kiyim. That was the point that I wanted number 10. That gavim this issue, whether we assume that we have a yediya, whether there is a davar shamein. The mechaber says is mafafeh b'kula. Davar shenah davar kachush not mafeh b'kula. We said we don't know sure whether you have two things which have touch and there's no right of and the oichlim and there's a difference between a shaman and not a shaman. We don't know what a shaman is when not a shaman is. Okay, that's very nice. But not like Gabi Kalim, we say if I believe this thing is a kachush, it's a kachush. I don't have to worry about it being a shaman. That was written out according to the Shach. The case over here was that the mamash is that there's a direct contact between the gavina to the dough to the baser. And we're saying, no, don't worry about it. The baser is fine. Because we have to say that Ain't there community konas kolkach? So it doesn't mean like the Taz is learning the regular din. It's a unique din in Gvina, but the other direction about it would be that in the Tila. So according to the Taz, the reason why we're not discussing the Tila, because Kalim, the issue is always clear. According to the Shat, Betchem, the issue over here really should be in the Tila. And the Taka from the Basar into the Gvina is Taka in the Tila. But from the Gvina into the Basar, into the Panadish, it's only connected because the Derech Gvina is not Nichnas Kolkach. Okay. The rest of the protim of Reutem, not Reutem, really we're going to review again in Kufa, so you'll probably see that again on a beginner at some point in time. Okay. That's.